live, y'all. 305, we motherfucking live. Welcome to another episode of Chat Shit, the official rap shit podcast, the companion podcast, the HBO Max original series from Issa motherfucking Ray. Rap Shit, I'm your sister, Jessie Wu.
Hey, and I'm Zach Campbell. We back again, back again.
Listen. This episode,
episode
it's something
five.
For the weekend.
It's something
episode
for the weekend.
Five, something for the weekend.
Yes.
Written by Fran Richard and Chad Saunders and directed by Kevin Bray. This episode takes us on a motherfucking journey.
Journey, baby.
It's like, what? So I don't know if y'all ready for this shit. We gonna chat now.
Yeah, we gotta chat about it. Now, let me tell you something. If you have not seen this episode, you know I say this every episode.
Yeah.
Go on and wind it back. Go on HBO Max. Watch the shit. Come on back and chat about the shit. How about that? That all right? Let's get into some things, Jesse. Listen, me and Jesse, we got an attitude. If you can hear behind the mic, that's my attitude. You hear it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm quite pissed. Can I tell you why? I know you usually open the show, but bitch, I got to tell you what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm triggered. And I know we usually go with the gags, but bitch, I'm triggered. Mm-hmm. This episode, I want to fight Cliff.
Yeah.
But not just that. This hit home for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think I've been in a situation like this before. Just a little bit of back story, right? Mm-hmm. Like, cutting off people in your life when you're trying to reach a goal. I know it's interesting because you can have people that you think ride with you, is fucking with you, go support you. But the thing is, I preach this a lot. You can't fuck with people that want to keep you in a box that they're comfortable with you in.
Yeah.
Like, I like the box that I put you in because I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah.
That shit pisses me off.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole episode, I felt it from when they landed in New York and she called him on FaceTime. I said, oh, he don't seem so enthused. Like, okay.
Yeah.
So this whole episode of Chat Shit, first of all, welcome to Chat Shit.
Yeah.
But I'm also going to be, I have an attitude. I got a chip on my shoulder.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot to get into.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, bitch.
So
we want to start with Spotify pitching and how Miss Jill, fake ass, two-faced Jill, want a bone ass Jill, can't get a goddamn bone, is waiting for opportunist ass Jill.
Yeah.
Girl, please. She's a chop. Girl, chop Jill out the show, girl. I'm over her.
Whoever does the music placement on the show does a great job because No Friends in This Industry was a
beautiful
placement for the moment.
Made my nipples that happen- hard.
Mm-hmm. That happened in that damn pitching meeting that they had. First of all, shout out to Jacques, you know, who actually had the balls to say, hey, y'all. Just want to pitch y'all, you know, something for the girls, something for the summertime, something cute, something fun, something for the girls to get ready and party to. And he was like, hey, like, I've heard this song by these two girls, Seduce and Scheme. Yeah. It's a vibe.
He's like, we could put it on the workout playlist.
Yeah. And as soon as he pitched that, you have Jill, who literally starts tugging at him. And then my girls.
I actually know them.
were they your girls? When Shauna literally begged you, and you and BB had them little side conversations about, oh, Shauna called you too, and all like y'all, you had a lot to say instead of pitching the song to Spotify. And so here goes Jacques, because if it wasn't for you, the girls wouldn't have been put on, to be honest.
Yeah.
So shout out to him for doing what needed to be done. But I was furious.
I want to redact a statement for myself.
What?
Because editors of Chat Shit, if you can go back to, I forget if it's episode 2 or 3, and I said something along the lines of, but I do understand where she's coming from as far as like, I can't just put you on. I can't put my name on the line. Mm-hmm. What about my career too? And I want to redact that statement.
Yeah.
Because I said something like, you know, well, I understand maybe it's her career. You know, people try to, you know, piggyback off you. Nah, bitch.
Nah.
See, I was coming from a perspective of a real bitch that's really trying to protect their brand, but want to also not gatekeep.
Yeah.
See, what had happened was, Jill, Miss Girl, your ass was gatekeeping and you ain't had a goddamn key. Girl, you thought you had the key.
I mean, you ain't even had a gate. You didn't know where the gate was at.
Uh-oh.
Jacques was at the gate.
Bitch, he made the gate.
Bitch, Jacques was at the gate.
Damn. And then she,
you
and
wasn't
she,
even in the you wasn't even in the facility.
Who the fuck music was she playing in the first place?
I have no idea. Something about picking it up and dumping it, or whatever the case. It wasn't something for the girls.
Very auto-tuned.
It wasn't something for the girls. I'll tell you that.
No,
and
it wasn't.
You know what?
It wasn't.
Honestly, too, I just want to go back, because when we do, usually we do reference what the title of the episode is, which is Something for the Weekend, which this whole episode is a weekend that is has a lot going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, I mean, whatever she pitched, it wasn't something for the girls. It wasn't something for the weekend. It wasn't something for the girls to get ready and party to.
It was
wasn't
not at all.
Fun. It was not given. So shout out to Jacques for doing, you know, what needed to be done.
Yeah, yeah. So we left off with our girls going to New York.
Yeah.
Right? And they want to go to New York because my bitch Mia got a trick to pull. And Shauna want to go hit up Cliff and be surprised, you know, surprise her man and reignite that flame.
Yeah. So,
now,
yeah.
In first class, chink, 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 lit up. Well, now, did Warren, shout out to the new character Warren, which we still don't have seen his face yet. It's giving very Miss Bellum from Powerpuff Girls. It's giving very, what was the character from Proud Family? The nigga that was too
Wizard.
Tall. Wizard. It's
yeah.
giving very Wizard.
Wizard. Kelly.
It's giving very Wizard
it's
Kelly.
It's giving Wizard Kelly, you know. This whole episode, it's a lot of cautionary tales in here. Let me just say this, and this, some people might disagree.
I want to hear it.
But when a man flew you out, when a man is flewing you out, please understand, especially a heterosexual, cisgendered man, that man is expecting pussy lip activity.
Now, here's the thing.
He is expecting pussy lip activity.
I thought of it like this. And maybe I'm a man, I don't want this to come out as misogynistic, but if you are fluing somebody out, you're basically putting pussy lips on a FedEx delivery to your house.
Correct.
Correct?
Correct.
It's giving very much, I am delivering
Express.
The pussy to me. And Express. I'm going to pay for that delivery.
Correct.
But I expect when I get my package to give me some poom poom.
Correct. And, you know, we're going to get to it. So I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't think that he flew them out. I think that he probably flew Mia out. And, remember, Shauna, she's been hitting plays with Maurice. So that's how
you're
she, so she
right.
got her bread up.
You know, my bitch
she got
is
her
a
bread
scammer.
Up.
What Shauna, is she? The Zouette?
She, yeah, she's a Zouette now.
Yeah!
She is Jouetta. She a Haitian
yeah.
Jouetta now.
Yeah.
So she getting her coin. So she's stacking up her coin and like she's making sure that she can fly herself out.
I think that's what
so
she, I think
they
that's
both
what that
arranged
was.
Their situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To fly themselves
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah.
She was on a mission. Mia was on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
Shauna was to go ahead and save her relationship and fuck her relationship into
which I can't wait to talk about.
She wanted to reignite her relationship with her
the
new
flame.
Yeah, with her new pussy lip energy. And then you got Mia.
She got her fat puss energy.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And then you got
uh-huh.
Mia who has her pussy lip energy, but yeah. she didn't really have plans to give nobody no pussy
which
lip.
Which I was surprised.
She just thought she was gonna go out there and seduce and scheme. Like she really thought like seduce and scheme, like she was really gonna seduce
but
and scheme.
But Jesse, but you thought now let's can we be honest here now, bitch. Now, girl. Now I've had some girls in my real life turn some tricks. I ain't gonna expose y'all out there. But the thing is this. Listen, if you gonna play the game, you got like how she said, you gotta play the game.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch. The game is with the pussy lips. Your pussy lips is the objective here. The thing is, like, I'm confused. Like, how did you think you was going to go all the way to New York and get all the Chanel's and pearls, but nothing to keep the girls? I'm confused.
So I do feel like there's a way to dangle the pussy lips.
Almost like a trap.
Yeah,
like Scooby-Doo
like
the pussy lips.
You have to dangle the pussy lips.
Wait, this.
So I don't think Mia was really thinking. Because here's the thing. Rule number one.
Uh-huh.
See, and now I ain't never sold no pussy lips in my life, Lord. God is my witness.
All right.
I'm not showing y'all how to sell pussy lips
okay.
when I say this. But rule number one, okay, when you want to dangle the pussy lips, make sure, see, now I'm getting my Mia bag because Mia be, oh, ladies,
mm-hmm.
if you, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
if you're tired of it.
Uh-huh.
So, ladies, if you are dangling pussy lips,
mm-hmm.
that man should not know where you reside.
Mm-hmm.
That man should not know where your hotel room is.
These
that man
facts.
Should not have access to your hotel
Come
room.
Come on, bitch.
That man should not know where to pick you up. Like, I one thing I never used to do, especially if I knew I was not taking a nigga seriously. You're not picking me up.
Mm-hmm.
You're not sending me no Uber.
Uh-huh.
You do not know where I stay.
Uh-huh.
I will meet you at the conference.
And we...
Because that's what we having. I know you think it's dinner, but no, we are having a conference.
This is a business meeting.
This is a business meeting.
And it's a business expense.
Exactly.
That's the gag.
This is the pussy lip entry meeting. Yeah. So I will meet you at the venue.
These are pussy lips terms and conditions.
Correct. You cannot have my location.
Yeah.
Because, and we're going to get into this later on in the episode, but this really puts you in danger. Like, it puts you in danger.
It really does.
When you let people that you have no idea who they are know your location.
Speak yourself.
That's, hey, I'm just letting you know, some of y'all are hoeing backwards. We're going to hoe smart going forward now.
If we're going to hoe, we're going to hoe smart.
We are going to hoe, listen, as a president of the Pussy Lip Committee, I'm going to just let y'all know, we're going to sell these pussy lips, but we're going to sell them the right way.
And we're going to sell it the right way.
Exactly. With intent, with intelligence, and with long-term goals
there we go.
That we can attain. Come Amen.
On. If you can, there you go.
Hold on, real quick. Can we talk about Kid Fury cosplaying as a straight man?
Let me tell you something. I said, not him giving trade, honey. Hey, bro, make me a sandwich over there,
like,
but not with the mayo.
Come
on. I'm going to be vegan at the end of the
like,
week. I said, you better give me balls dropped. Listen, you better give me big dick energy, Kid Fury.
You can't even coach that.
No, you can't.
Like, that
he
is a gift.
He tapped into something.
Yeah, he tapped into something.
Find out he got some pussy lips. Listen.
Kid, let us know. Let us know now if you've seen a pussy lip or two. I can smell it on you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so she shows up, like you said.
Oh my gosh, she shows up and they go in the back. She already naked. They already fucked. He's sweaty in this room. And the thing is, her lash fell on his face. First of all, she's wearing lashes, makeup. She's feeling her pussy. She's in her bad bitch renaissance. And he don't understand that.
Yeah.
He knows Miss Girl with the mask and the afro. Yeah. And political justice and things of that nature. And I could already tell right in the midst of her riding the dick and about to suck his dick up and get your flashcards, which I live for that line. I was actually kind of sick. She said, I got a test in the morning. We can't lay in the bed all day. She said, well, get your flashcard out. Dick. Yeah. What's stopping you?
Because, you know, for all we know, Fatima been juggling them balls. But, you know, but we ain't going to talk about that yet.
Because, you know, that's what I was thinking. You know, can I tell you something?
Mm.
I was a little anxious when Shauna got into the apartment because I said, now, what if this bitch Fatima is in the room?
Doing research.
My messy ass was like, I know. Because she popped up. You know what I'm saying?
Doing research.
And Miss Fatima could have been doing research. But we don't get to that bitch Fatima because I'm reading through her, too.
Mm-hmm.
So as they're in the room, her lashes fall on her. Cliff already looked at her in a disbelief moment of like, where'd you learn all that from?
Yeah.
When did you become this? And I know, you know, Shauna being around Mia, obviously this is what's happening. Shauna's getting these confidence boosts that she needed.
Yeah.
And it's quite funny. I don't know why I thought, I don't know, you can answer me this, dealing with heterosexual men. Do they want you to be, like, if they met you down, they want you to stay, like, kind of reserved? If they met you reserved, do they want you to stay that way? Or is that just, like, hetero dudes do that? Like, do they, like, not allow women to, like, explore their femininity and become, you know, in charge of their sexuality? Or, like, do you want them to be kind of like...
I don't know. I feel like I have experienced, you know, like, when you are coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if... When I first started building, like, my audience online, I was in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll never forget, like, one time he came home and he was like, yo, like... Somebody stopped me and was like, you're Jesse Wu's boyfriend. And that pissed him off.
What?
You know, like, it did. Like, I was, like, low-key, I was, hold on. I know this is an official podcast on HBO Max, so I can't really say too much.
Come on now.
But I was with somebody.
Yeah.
I was with somebody.
Yeah.
Of a certain caliber.
Yeah.
And so I think for him, when he stopped being addressed by what he was known as to... Ooh, you are sister's man. Are you sister? Is that sister's man? Like, he was not feeling that at all. And I think also, just as more things started happening for me, and it wasn't just a sex thing for me, like, because in the bedroom, like, to be honest, like, I never do too much. You know, I do a little lick, a little suck, that's it. I don't give too much.
You don't,
because
you're not gonna throw neck?
What?
You not gonna throw neck?
What are we throwing?
Bitch, the throat. You ain't...
My mouth is for the glory of the Lord. My mouth is to bring glory to God.
You can't bring glory. You can't bring glory to them balls.
I'm not bringing no glory to nobody balls.
Are you serious? Sucking dick is so fun.
I mean, listen, what I do
is... Are we doing this right now? Is me up? But for real.
The thing is, like, I do things that I could get away with. First of all, if you meet me, you know I got a very small mouth. So,
and that means you got a tight grip on that dick.
Okay. And then the men be loving it. You know what I'm saying? But
toes curl.
I don't ever like to give a man too much.
So you think sucking dick is too much? Because I don't
what
think
I
that.
Do is, what I do, I do a little lick, a little. Uh-huh. That's it.
What the fuck is that,
then
bitch?
Then I go on the side a little bit. That's it.
Give
them just enough, and then I keep it going. That's it. That's my ministry.
What is this patty cake bakers, ma'am, ass sucking dick?
That is
it
my ministry.
It needs to give.
Listen, I don't know about all that, because it's dry ministries. some people are part
you
of
said,
dry
baby, somebody
ministries.
Somebody can be, and they may need a little bit of licking.
Now, I'm Haitian. I'm from the Caribbean. I don't need
you
that.
You don't know that.
But at the end of the day, mm-hmm. I do feel like making sure that the pussy lips are ready for entry is very important.
It is.
We can forsake the licking of the balls. We can forsake the sucking of the penis.
I guess.
But what we will not do,
uh-huh.
and what we can refuse to do,
uh-huh.
is forsaking the licking of pussy lips. That has been your service announcement
of the day.
Public service announcement for this episode.
So if Shauna did not throw neck, she should have still got her pussy lips ate.
Of course.
Oof.
But I will say this. There is power
mm-hmm.
in sucking dick and sucking it right.
That is, bitch, there you can bring a nigga to their knees, girl.
Exactly.
What do you mean?
There is power.
But that's why I said I love sucking dick, because I love seeing a man in that vulnerable state. I control you right now.
You are able to control that man,
yeah.
and that man is able to see your dominance in a way he does not usually see.
And also, shout out for women riding dick, too. That's a whole other thing, too. That's why Shauna jumped on that dick, too.
She sure did.
She surely did.
That's another one that's not part of my ministry. But, you know, we're going to get to another week. That's another episode for another time.
Oh, my God. Let's talk back to my bitch Mia out here flexing on these motherfuckers on the gram.
Yeah.
And now, I got it. Now, you know,
First
Mia's
all,
my fave, but I got to read you, Mia, girl. Not you up here. Ooh, they got steaks and lobsters, berries. And that's my favorite part when that bitch said.
It's like the old me can't even get in touch with the new me. The old me is like, bitch, I hate your guts. The new me is like, bitch, suck my ass through a straw.
Suck my ass through a straw.
It was
that's
her.
That's so Miami.
Really? Suck my ass to a straw?
Yes.
Wow.
That is a Miami saying. Again, the writers are just killing it with this. But my thing is, I know you about to read her for doing all that,
mm-hmm.
but I'm sorry. That was my mood. The first time I got a shakuchi board.
Yeah. Okay, everybody, we need to cancel this show. This bitch Jessie,
where were you?
My fucking blood pressure is out of here.
If you
the what?
A shakuchi board.
Shakuchi.
Shakuchi
not
board.
Charcuterie?
Shakuchi.
Mm.
I will never forget where I was, the date and time, what the weather was like when I first got my first shakuchi board.
First coochie board.
Yeah, and when I got my first coochie board.
And now how was that? Like, was it?
It was eye-opening. Mm. It was elevating.
Did you feel like you needed to show everybody your first coochie board?
I showed everybody my first shakuchi board.
Mm-hmm.
And just like Mia, I held a bottle up in the sky and I said, I made it. I made it. A shakuchi boy will do that too.
It will. No, it really will. So, it makes you feel locks.
Hey,
it makes your pussy feel locks.
Yeah.
If you got a shakuchi board,
I made it.
It's a coochie now. If you got a shakuchi board out here and a nigga got you one, your pussy may be valuable.
I mean, come on now. Because
they ain't cheap. Them little meats and cheeses.
They not cheap.
Baby. Now, I'm going to say I am Mia at this point. I'm not Mia when showing my shit, because I don't like showing my tricks. And the thing is, I want you to think you can get what I can get. I ain't got time for that.
That's true. That's,
you know, I'm not going to give away my secrets.
That's true.
But I will say, I am Mia in the back of the car showing my pussy and rub my pussy for you. That's me.
Oh, my God.
That's me.
Can
if
we
I
talk
was a woman,
that?
That'd be me. Oh, and I don't know if that's bad, but that'd be me. Because the thing is, bitch, you're going to get... Because the most powerful thing on this earth is pussy.
It is.
You know what I mean? The most
Hallelujah.
Powerful thing on this earth is pussy lips. And specifically, black women's pussy lips.
Correct.
They can turn mountains
Correct.
Around.
Correct.
So I think
Correct.
That...
First of all, pussy lips make the world go round.
You know what I'm saying? So if I had that, I would y'all be in the back of the car, mm-hmm. in the back of a black Uber, like she was.
Correct.
Rubbing these pussy lips and showing you like, yeah, you can have some of this.
But you know what? What I like about Mia is, again, she was dangling the pussy lips, right?
Yeah.
But I asked myself, was she true to the scheme, though? Because she was obviously seducing.
She was seducing like fuck.
She was seducing.
But I don't think she closed
it. But
what was the scheme? She didn't close the deal.
We're going to get into that.
She didn't close
the
deal.
But what was the scheme? What was the scheme? Because, I mean, and he had her. Oh, one thing I love that she said, too. She was like, listen, if you a five-star bitch, make him pay for every star.
Yeah. She did say that.
Make him pay for every star. And when we looked down, she was at a five-star restaurant.
She was. She was.
She was in five-star meals. I saw a couple words I could not pronounce.
Uh-huh.
You know, at a distance. So I said, okay, this bitch is getting a five-star
now,
treatment.
Let me ask you this as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know your opinion.
Yeah.
Now, if you up here seducing, right, and you know, our whole motto for the show is seduce and scheme and get his cream.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is this. Would you recoil? Would you take back the pussy lips if your nigga, if this man, your trick, right, took you to dinner, got you your room, and you're at the top floor?
Yeah.
I saw it was a double floor.
Yeah.
That's penthouse.
Yeah.
So you're
penthouse
in the penthouse.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's already telling you, we're going to go shopping tomorrow, blah, 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 blah. And that's after you told him, you can't come upstairs.
Yep.
I would have known automatically something's fishy.
When she did that.
I said, uh-oh.
Yeah,
now, would
no.
you have done that as a woman? Like, would you say, like, okay, you can't come upstairs, but I'll see you tomorrow to take me shopping.
Of course. Of course. Because she don't know that man.
That is true. But
she don't know Mr. Gray.
But then that's condescending because it's like, how do you not know him, but yet you're letting him drop you, like you just said, you're dropping me off.
I would never do that.
And you did my hotel room. You paid for my hotel room.
That I would never do.
So you gotta
drop the money in my account.
So you don't know my move.
Okay. So I could pay for my hotel room. Like, you know, even that, it's really tricky. I've been like that.
Okay.
Like, I'm very sticky. Like, it gotta take a while for me to let you drop me off somewhere.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It gotta take a minute.
So, if you had a trick, right, you would tell him to send you the money.
Yeah.
Don't pay for my
drop
room.
Drop the money in my account.
I got it. I'll book my own room.
Yeah, especially then Mr. Gray got it. So, guess what? Give me my per diem. Give me my pussy lip per diem.
My pussy lip per diem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to need Ubers.
Yeah.
I'm going to need transportation.
I'm going to need that. And I'm probably going to need something to make sure these pussy lips are fresh.
Correct.
So let me go get my product.
Give me my per diem. Correct.
So.
Give me my per diem.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll see you at the venue. Like I said before.
We will meet at the destination.
At the destination.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what she fucked up at.
But. I do like how Mia's able to stand her ground and be like, yeah, nah. Because he's like, oh, can I come? And she's like, no, the drink's hitting. Like,
I love that.
For me,
that was good.
For her to say that was like, the drinks are hitting.
Yeah.
I'm not sober.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
That's real shit.
Period.
I felt that.
Period. Ladies, don't ever, ever, ever shy away from being able to say that.
Because
a lot of things happen that should not happen
when
you don't. Have you know when you're not sober and you don't have real ownership of what's
body.
Going on over your body,
bitch, like,
so the drink, not the drinks is hitting.
I don't know you like that.
I don't know you like that. So you don't need to come up here. No.
So while that's going on and we thinking Mia's life is absolutely sickening, here go my girl Shauna. She turned her phone on this after they went to dinner, and Cliff is thinking she gonna move out to New York. Did you catch that? He said I can't wait for you to be out here. She said, oh, okay.
She's sad. She
said,
and then he said,
I like when you wear my puffer coats.
Mm-hmm.
And in this episode, shout out to Cliff. I did think Cliff was cute for a second. I said, well, he fine. I would have did it too. Probably would have moved to New York for that.
Yeah.
And I like that Shauna was like, we're on episode five. Can't you tell from episode one to now how bold she is now? Like, she said, I got it. I pay for it. Ooh.
Yeah.
Not your pussy fat, bitch. Damn.
He
said, oh, did you tell? Can you see in his face? He got a little intimidated. He didn't like
that.
She said, I got you.
Aww.
She said, I put up on you.
And
get into the boss, man. I got into that. Something about that got my life. When that bitch said, I put up on you, I got it.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. My bitch trying to grow up.
One thing about it is, you gonna get two niggas.
Mm-hmm.
It's two different niggas you're gonna get when you put the money down for the bill.
Okay.
First of all, shout out to Shauna, but for me, I don't care how much money I got, baby. I'm not paying. I'm not paying.
You're not gonna pay your man bill? I I wish y'all could see our faces. The way we just looked at each other. Bitch. Oh, my God.
No, well, you know what?
You pulled up.
No, recently I did pay for my meal.
See, there's nothing wrong with that.
But I don't like doing that too much.
I want your hands to get comfortable.
Yeah, I want to get comfortable. But also, I do feel like, you know, masculinity is very frail.
Are you into, so you're still into chivalry?
Chivalry's not dead for me. And also, masculinity is very frail these days, which is why we have the whole manosphere thing going on. So I always do like my man to feel like, you the man, baby.
Yeah.
But I feel like you're always going to get two different guys. You're going to get a guy that's like, oh, babe, you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you and your boss shit.
Yeah, like that's what I be getting. Yeah. That's the reaction. Oh, not you pay the bill. Yeah. You pay the bill because he know I don't be paying
and
shit.
And I'm about to go slay your ass down. Getting raw dick tonight.
Oh, yeah. We getting the raw dick. Unthawed. Thawed. Okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
But then you get the Cliff. And Cliff was so upset. The way he looked at her was like, it was almost in disgust.
Yeah.
And that's when I knew, I was like, okay, this shit finna go left.
Yeah. He definitely looked at her like, okay. So she took him home.
So who is this bitch paying for meals?
Yeah.
He ain't say that, but shit was coming.
Yeah, it was giving. So she took him home and rolled that dick like a rodeo.
Yep.
And she put her phone up. She propped the phone up. Bitch, she propped the phone up. Now, in that very moment, I said, Cliff, you no longer loathe this woman.
No.
Because we, as an audience, looked at this and was like, oh, this ain't the Shauna I know either. Mm-hmm. But I like it.
We love it, though. But I love it here.
But when she turned that phone on, and she's got the choke in him. And he said,
when she put her hand on that man's neck.
And he was like, did you see, he said, he almost moved her hand.
Yeah.
And then he was kind of like, okay, I guess. Yeah.
But I'm sorry. I feel like eventually.
The insecurities jumped out.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, I think eventually he liked it. He was like, wait a minute, hold on now. Fatima don't be doing this.
The shade.
I'm being messy right now.
Real shit, though. I saw Shauna, you know, fall into her element. Like I said, you know, get into her sexuality and being a woman. Like, bitch, I'm in control, bitch. Like I said, riding dick and sucking dick, those are the moments where men don't have control right now.
Yeah.
I am the dominant figure right now. And you're going to take this pussy, nigga.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
So that was going on. Love the video. She said, I'm making this for you. And I love it. Even the
I'm making this for you.
But the sensualness in her voice made me happy because she wasn't talking like this.
But let's keep it real. Uh-oh. She owed him that. Because after sending him that damn sexy treat video, she had to make up for that shit. Because that man got that imagery stuck in his mind.
And he said, but did you see him put his fingers on the cup back at the dinner? And when she was like, you know, I was rolling. I was hot.
Yes.
He looked at her like, you disgusting.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Oh, my God. And shout out to you, too, because in the last episode, you said that she was rolling.
Uh-huh.
And so for her to say that, she's like, I was rolling.
I know.
I've never heard that before.
Oh, yes, bitch. I'm rolling. And so we're back at Mia's storyline, which I'm thinking like, this weekend is going smoothly for me. I'm thinking Mia is about to get on. Because remember I said in the last episode last week, we all thought that Warren was going to... We called him Gray. Warren was going
fuck
to...
Look, yeah, you Mr. Gray.
Yeah, listen.
We don't care.
We thought, at least I thought, and some of the fans thought, that he was going to maybe endorse and pay for the girl's career.
But I thought that was the scheme.
That's what we were thinking.
I thought that was the scheme. Because here was the thing. One thing about Shauna, when she hit her plays, she got a plan. So for me, I was like, okay, so Mia, what was your plan?
She had no plan. And I think you could kind of tell that she had no plan based off of how she was sharing everything.
Yeah.
You can kind of tell
like,
she didn't have a plan.
So you thought she was going to come up here and use this man up and go on IG Live every day.
In the bathtub.
And show these bitches how they can't get a shakuchi board.
Listen, I think, and I don't like that she was in the bathtub. That's blew me. And I low-key was like, yeah, bitch, you getting busted up. Yeah. While Mia was in the bathtub, do you think somebody knocked on the door? Do you think that was housekeeping telling her has to get out? Because clearly she had to leave. But did he discontinue her room? Like, what happened? They never really
you
clarified.
Heard somebody come in.
I know. I remember that. But they just cut straight to her.
Yeah. I just remember thinking when I was watching that, I was like, wait a minute. somebody's in her room.
Yeah, and I got...
And then she cut off the IG Live.
And I got scared,
live.
Too. You know, I mean, stupid ass got to... I thought went to the extreme, because I know... We don't know Mr. Warren.
Right.
I thought he was about to come in here and try to rape her or something.
Me too.
I did. I ain't gonna
like,
lie.
Oh, my God.
I said,
God.
Is he about to give something that we don't know? Did he cut off the room after no pussy lips? Was that the reason why?
What do you mean?
Is that the reason why she got cut?
Of course.
Oh.
Of course. Of course, that man's scheme was clear. Yeah. Hers was not. First of all, whatever
you
your scheme
that.
Is,
period.
You need to get that from the top.
Yeah. What's your subject
from
matter
the top,
here? Yeah.
We need to have the top. The body needs to be addressed.
Yep.
And in conclusion.
Yeah.
Once we get to the conclusion, then.
Uh-huh.
Then we can go ahead and go on IG Live, mm-hmm. show off your coochie boy,
so, yeah.
you know, throw the bottles up. Like, that's the thing. Like, again, again, ladies, we are hoeing backwards.
Yeah.
We are hoeing backwards. We got to hoe smart, especially in this economy. We got to hoe smart. So she didn't have her plan in place. Whatever her scheme was, whatever her goal was, she should have got that off the top.
She should have got that off
You mean to tell me I done flew you out,
mm-hmm.
done got you to restaurants where they serving filet mignon.
A what? A filet mignon.
Filet mignon.
Uh-huh.
Shakuchi boys.
Yep.
Chocolate
colored strawberry.
Okay, Hershey's bars with strawberries in them. And bitch, you think.
And you ain't going to. Give up this pussy lip.
You think you ain't gonna open up and pussy lip?
So.
That was his. And again, am I on the side of that? No.
Yeah.
But if you're gonna dangle the pussy lips, dangle them right, sis.
But like you said,
dangle
he knew
them
his
right.
intention.
Because one thing about these predatory ass men,
talk about it.
They are going to go after what they are preying on. And it just, for me, when she had to cut off that live and the way they left us hanging like that, I was like, okay, hold on.
I think, you know what's funny? I think the writers in my mind, I feel like they wanted us to feel as lost as Mia felt lost.
Yeah.
Like, and that's how I felt like, well, wait, it almost did feel like, wait, how'd we get out here? Because that's how she probably felt. Bitch, you sitting on your suitcase in the middle of New York.
Right.
Calling this bitch Shauna. And she like, I mean, you come with us, girl. Come with us. You can come over and stay with us.
Pissed. And now you got to take your luggage on
the
fucking subway.
Now, New York, let me tell y'all something about New York. Shout out to New York, but I can't stand New York. Honey, and let me tell you something. And all my friends from New York, we fight every time. I don't give a shit. Let me tell you something. Y'all shits is dirty.
I love New York.
I don't like it. And I see how Mia was pissed off about it. I don't like it. All that dirt, all that subway shit and the underground. I don't got time for all that. And then motherfuckers is on the subway asking for shit.
Oh my God, again.
The lights is going out. Shit's breaking down. It's hot. Bitch,
first of all,
I don't
she got a lace front on. You know, imagine that. You on a subway, it's hot. You got to toot and boot these motherfucking luggages. You got your hair glue slipping out.
Yeah.
And then you hear, excuse me, guys. I just need a moment.
Like what?
Whenever you hear, excuse me, guys, I need a moment on the train, you know somebody about to do backflips.
Are you serious?
They going to hold out their tip jar, and you got to put some in that jar.
See, this is why I don't like that it takes forever. You got to take a train to the other side of the city to go somewhere. Bitch, let me just hop in a car to go somewhere.
Yeah, but okay. Now let me stand up from
go
New
ahead,
York life.
Go ahead.
The train is the fastest way to go places. Mm. So, Mia.
They at the brunch.
Well, first of all, Mia calls Shauna, and Shauna says, oh, you could just come stay with me and Cliff.
Yeah.
First of all, now let me drag Shauna.
Yeah,
because
bitch, why you gonna just invite my
you do not
open my house like
bitch,
that.
Bitch, what?
I definitely did think that
first
too.
First of all,
I definitely was
you
like,
gonna introduce a whole new bad bitch to this man.
Yeah.
And he's trying to get used to that.
You.
He's
trying to get used to you.
Now you gonna bring in a bitch who's responsible for your bad bitch renaissance.
And you want her to stay in my home?
In Best Buy?
Oof.
In Best Buy? No. No, ma'am. So, anyway.
Oh, my God.
So, mid-transporting to his apartment, they're like,
too late.
Oh, yeah, we at brunch now.
Yeah,
and that's how New York be.
And that's what pisses me off.
That's
that
how
damn
New York
train
be.
Shut down. Now you can't go nowhere.
Yeah. That's how it be.
First of all, here go Fatima. Oh, my God, it's so nice to meet you. I'm so nice to you. Be good. And she sits down and she says, you must feel like a weight off your shoulder. Congratulations on your song you played at the club. You must feel so good. The weight must be off your shoulders because, you know, you've been doing this for a long time.
Right.
My bitch Shauna said,
what? Not he pillow talking with bitches.
Not you just told on yourself.
Right. Because the way that you be soft dragging me.
Yeah.
But you over here, like, seemingly mm-hmm. bigging me up mm-hmm. to Fatima. Mm-hmm. What is that?
What's the tea?
What is that?
And first of all, why is another bitch that comfortable to tell me some shit like that?
I'm telling you.
Let's talk
you,
about it. You just met me, bitch.
First of all. And you hugging me. First of all, I don't motherfucking know you. Don't touch me, bitch. Okay?
Yeah. I don't know you.
You and your fresh press out.
Yeah. I mean, the sew-in did look good.
The sew-in looked amazing.
I can't hold you.
Fatima looked like she got a good. Fresh Dominican
yeah,
blowout.
It didn't look like that at the library.
No.
So whoever she did the sew-in this fresh one, she looked...
Dominican blowout
did
with
the bitch
sew-in.
Do that because she was there? Because Shauna maybe was there? So she
I'm
came out trying to give it?
Let me tell you what Fatima did. Fatima said, oh, she coming to brunch?
Got you. She
heard
did get...
You.
She...
Heard you.
She got done up, bitch.
First of all,
the hair was laid.
The
honey.
Hair was laid, and the gloss was, bomb
was
on.
Glossing. Yeah,
it was on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fatima,
yeah.
What is all that?
Yeah,
what is
yeah.
this, honey?
But then when Mia did come in with which Mia had my energy about New York. No
oh
shame.
My God, and, she said, "Why do y'all live here? Yeah. It's other options."
That's me. That is me.
You, I screamed.
I think I said something like that when we did go to New York, bitch. I said like,
you
"It's
like,
giving
yeah,
very much. Why y'all here? Like it can be so much more simple." So. She walks in and motherfucking
wait. Mia was so damn thirsty.
Me, you can you keep pouring. Another one.
Another one, yes. Thank you.
Another one, thank you.
Another one, thank you.
No, like
no. She was
that's
I've
me.
I've never seen nobody down a mimosa like that.
This that's me. And it was the fact that she just kept and then here go Fatima, old tired ass, looking at her like, oh.
Oh.
Fatima think her pussy don't stink, and I don't like that.
Fatima,
I don't
girl,
like that. So before I get into
you in
Mia,
danger, bitch.
Yeah, Fatima, Miss Girl, she thinks her pussy lips don't stink, and I don't like that. Like they can never get a little yeasty,
I'm sorry.
And I don't
her,
like that.
I'm sorry, her pussy lips give very much lavender.
You think so?
They do,
and it's not slacking. It's
giving, not.
And it's consistent.
It's consistent.
She is a consistent
and it's smart.
Girl.
She's smart.
That's what pisses me off.
She's smart. She's confident.
She is confident.
She comes in like
yeah.
The thing with
yeah.
girls like Fatima, yeah. they come in like I'm not a threat.
She's the threat, bitch.
But also, you can't spell threat without Fatima.
Oh,
like that's what she fucking gives. It's like, bitch, shut your
Sit your ass down. And I wanted Mia to say something to her bitch, like, bitch. And then I love how Mia, when Cliff was like,
is she gonna need her own flute? Because they'll kick you out for sharing.
You must be Cliff.
It's nice to meet you.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys. This is Mia, my friend. Everyone's Mia, everyone.
Yeah.
I get it. The city takes a minute to grow on you.
It's never gonna grow on me. And if it do, I'm gonna cut it off.
Oh, my God. Mind you, Mia, you about to be staying at this man's house.
Yeah.
She don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
And she ain't got no backup hotel room.
Yeah.
Either, but she don't give a fuck. She a Miami bitch.
And then here go Fatima, old messy ass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe you're going to have to get used to living in a city because isn't
aren't
Shauna
you guys both
moving
here? Like, Shauna's moving here, and you guys are going
to
need that for
I
career.
Wanted to punch her in her throat, right dead in her goddamn esophagus.
I'm telling you, honestly, her tonsils would have been on the floor.
Like, bitch, that sewing would have been done.
Yeah.
Girl!
But what I love about
she
my
was messy.
Bitch
I'm
Mia.
Sorry. She was keen.
Messy. Messy.
Fatima was keen.
She was.
You can't, and
she
that
was.
Wasn't no genuine shit.
No.
She was trying to be messy.
I mean, you're going to have to live here soon, right? For your career. For your career. For your career.
Yeah.
Your career.
She did say career.
You can tell.
She was keying on the ass.
Cliff has been yeah, you know, she thinks she's going to have a career. So here go Fatima. Your career. Your career.
That is what that is.
You
and
know what? And here go, but I got to give it up to Mia. We're
going to figure it out.
Because I thought that, yup, she ate that.
She ate that. That's some real friendship, though.
Yep. She's like, I'll talk to Shauna later.
I've been in some situations like that before. And my girl, you got to be able to hold it down.
Yep.
Because like, you ain't going to let another bitch let you sweat.
No.
The fuck, Miss Fatima girl.
No.
So it's not going. You're not going to let me sweat. So it gave very much, you're going to figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Moving on.
Moving along.
Bitch.
Period. Puss asshole.
Girl, that's what it very much fucking gave.
Yeah.
And then we cut to the Spotify invitation at
brunch. Oh, yeah. They got the
Miss
Spotify
tired ass,
invitation at
long
brunch.
Neck ass Jill.
Correct.
Came out and said, she gets on my nerves. Did you see her try to take the credit from Jock? I pitched you guys.
I pitched, oh my God.
And
first of all,
fingers crossed.
Honestly.
And me go through.
No.
Girl, shut the fuck up.
Honestly.
Oh, she got on my nerves.
I really want to punch her.
No, like, I'm telling you, it really. The way she, like, claimed
it. You are a fake ass bitch.
Girl.
You's a fake ass motherfucking ass bitch, Jill. Jill the Trill.
So while before we get to the party, Mia was in there getting her makeup done. And then Shauna came in there like, hey.
Hey. How y'all doing?
So I could tell the tension there was already brewing.
Yeah.
And I could tell that Mia was trying to pay it. Like, all right, girl, I see you being funny with your nigga.
Yep.
But I'm going to let this be.
And also, it was some funny moments at brunch. But again, I'm going to eat that.
I'm going to eat. Cause that was, they definitely all looked at her like she was fucking scum of the earth.
Oh, yeah.
They looked at her like scum of the earth. And I don't like.
Yeah.
This is a quick note.
Yeah.
But how sedity black people get on my fucking nerves?
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie.
First of all,
I ain't going to lie.
In this economy, ain't none of y'all sedity. Let's be real. Let's be motherfucking real. If you're not part of the top 3%, bitch, you not CBD. Sit your ass the fuck down.
Like,
all of you bitches is general admission ass bitches.
But how you gonna look at another bitch like you so much better? Girl, y'all all in college fighting for a degree. What is happening right now? Bitch, y'all all are trying to fight for something.
Literally.
We're all at this table trying to
and
fight
y'all
for something.
In New York.
Girl.
The ghetto.
The stability.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, I lived in New York.
Yeah.
And I love New York. But when I tell you, the hustle and bustle
is
fucking real.
Yeah.
It is real.
Yeah.
So again, when you look at people looking down on people like that, especially us, the blacks, it's like, no.
That shit pisses me
off. Our reality in New York is too much for us to be looking down on fellow blacks. I don't give a fuck how sideways somebody lace front wig is.
Yeah.
Help her straighten it. So back to Jill fronting like she the one who pitched their motherfucking song.
Girl.
Now she's like, oh. And also, let's get you guys over to Crystal to see if she'll playlist you guys. First of all, Crystal already had her mind made up after Jacques pitched them.
Uh-huh.
But you see how she...
She wanted to make it seem like she knew.
Jacques.
Yeah. Oh, come on now.
Not you jocking Jack.
Yeah.
For his work.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But why did Jill give Cliff a press pass?
Oh, my God.
Gave the other girl... Gave Shauna and Mia... You know, wristbands, and gave Cliff press.
Maybe she didn't have enough, but let's talk about that though.
Uh-oh.
So
this is the meat and the potatoes, right?
Yeah,
here.
This is the meat and the potatoes. But so much happens at this Spotify party.
Like it unveils.
But I feel like Cliff having that press pass really did something to his fucking ego. Again, masculinity be so motherfucking frail. And you already know Shauna to be kind of like trying to figure life out. Mm-hmm. You haven't seen her in weeks or months. Mm-hmm. And now you see her for the first time
in a minute. And you're her plus one.
And you are her plus one.
For a change.
Yeah.
For a change.
Yeah. And that does something to you. It angers you.
Yeah, because he didn't even want to record shit. He said,
oh my God.
Like the fact that she was like, can you record this? And he's like,
First of all, from the time they got to the Spotify party, she's like, can you record us coming in?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie to you. Okay. Nah, Shauna. I understand you're excited.
Because he told that bitch, she said, Shauna, relax.
Yeah, but I understand that you're excited and everything, but like before, maybe y'all could have had a pep talk before.
No, I mean, yeah, but I'm
not
some real
you
shit,
just
though.
Bringing him and you like, record everything.
I guess I see both sides. Because it's just like, that's just like if you were with somebody, right, and their dreams are coming true in front of your eyes.
Yeah.
I guess if you have genuine love for that person, I would be like, bitch, I've got to get on the... You want me to take a picture? What you want me to
do? True.
But that could just be me.
No, because my man does that.
Yeah. Like I live for motherfuckers that's like, I'm going to lift you up. Like, oh, this your shit? Oh, you fucking it up? I want to see you shine.
I remember not too long ago, I had to host something at ABFF, and this man took so much footage from his phone.
Yeah.
But again... Everybody's not like that.
I
have been with a man like that, and I literally, not too long ago, was dating somebody in the industry who, oh my God, this is so triggering, watching this episode. But
that's what I'm saying.
I was dating somebody,
yep.
And I told him who one of my idols were.
Mm.
And he took me to meet that person.
Mm.
And did not even introduce me to that person, right? Like,
you
purposely
lying?
Would not introduce me to the person.
Wow.
Right? But God would have it that the person knew who I was.
Her. Bitch.
And came and said, Jesse?
Yeah.
Gave me a hug, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I turned to my man at the time and I said, did you see that? He hugged me. And my man said, he does that to everybody.
Ooh. Wow.
Yes. He does that to everybody. And when I tell you the deflation. That's the deflation. So crazy. And I was like, dang.
Yeah.
So here I am looking at you.
Yeah.
Like, we could be partners, but you're looking at me as a threat.
As
that
a fucking...
pissed you off.
But that's
that
crazy.
That legend knew who I was.
But why?
I knew who I was. Like, it. Everybody don't know how to handle
it's not
that.
And that's the thing.
It's
so
insecurity.
It's the insecurity. And insecurity. I got my first taste of that when Beyonce had me on the Formation World Tour in 2016. Mm. I was in a relationship at the time. And it was supposed to be a one-off thing. But then Parkwood called me back and was like, yo, no, can we make that a full... Beyonce wants to make it a full time for the rest of the tour, for all 40 shows.
Period.
I said, oh, shit.
Period.
And I saw a switch.
Yeah.
When they couldn't handle the excitement that I was giving because this person wanted that same kind of, you know,
exactly.
life. And we were both struggling at the time. But then here I go get a check from Parkwood.
Yeah.
And it changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still, you know, trying to figure out his shit.
Yeah.
And he started to, like, rebel and, like, lash out on me and, like, try to say, like, you changed. You ain't going to... That statement right there, that's the first one. That's the first red sign of a bitch that don't like
changed.
You changed. That's and I think we need to
imagine
address that,
you
bitch.
Over here getting your OOO on.
And a motherfucker tell you.
And the nigga who dick you suck is hating on you.
Bitch, I'm throwing neck to you.
Okay.
You my nigga. Meanwhile.
Mind you, I was throwing neck too, and I just told you I don't like to throw neck. And that man has some saggy ass balls.
Yes.
Them was some saggy ass balls, and I get in front of this legend, and you hate on me like that.
Yeah.
And so, like, as I was watching this episode, that was triggering
it
for me
it
because it's
too.
Like, damn, you know what? Why are you not? This girl went from at the Plymouth.
Yep. Come on now.
At the Plymouth.
Come on now.
To at Spotify.
At a fucking Spotify event.
Event.
Yeah.
Where she's speaking
in VIP.
In VIP, and she's speaking to executives.
Directors.
The least you could do is just be happy. Even if you don't understand what's going on, just at least be happy for her.
Come on. And if you don't want to record, that's fine. But express that. Like,
but
hey, babe.
Come on.
I don't want to record or explain.
Not. When Brent came in, baby.
Before you get to that, before you hold that thought, hold that right in your brain, because bitch, I wanted to hear your opinion on this.
Yeah.
So before you get to that,
they
go to VIP. Cliff can't get in VIP.
Oh, Cliff can't get in.
And she said, well, do you want me to just, I'll just go with you. And he like, no, go, you know, and she was like, are you sure I'll go in?
Mm-hmm.
But I'll, you know, just stay close, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm going to go to the bar. Okay, cool.
Cool.
She was like, can I have my phone?
Right.
And he looked at her like.
He wanted to throw that phone at her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If he could have thrown that phone, he would have.
She took the phone. Malibu Mitch that was in this episode.
Yes.
Love you, girl.
Yes.
And made a
real Brooklyn rapper.
But a real bitch in real life, though. Talent, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And shout out to her making a wonderful appearance and having my girls talk about they the next ones up. And I love that the writers made this feel like a real like group
New
coming
York
up.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like it was beautiful.
Yeah.
And
gave the New York vibes.
Exactly.
Had Malibu there. Yeah.
That was fire.
Yeah.
And so now we move on to my bitch going to the bar to go catch up with Cliff because she got a text message. She's like, let me go check on Cliff.
Right.
So now we at the bar.
Now we at the bar. And here come Brent Faiyaz, Tootsie rolling his fine ass, to the bar.
I didn't know he was that fine.
Fine. And mind you, you know, let me tell you something. That writer's room is very violent.
Mm-hmm. Very.
Because when you put two and two
they
together,
chose violence.
They chose violence.
Yeah.
Because when we back up to the scene where Sister Shauna was riding dick like she was at a rodeo.
Come on.
What song was playing? What song was playing? It was Mr. Brent Faiyaz, Fuck the World.
And
she was fucking the world out of Cliff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And here come Brent Faiyaz, Tootsie rolling his fine ass to the bar.
Mm-hmm. And she said, I ain't gonna even try to fake it.
Yeah.
I know who you is, nigga.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
But did you feel that chemistry that Brent was
first getting? Of all, I'm like, wait, hold on. Is they about to fuck?
No, because, bitch.
But then I had to remember Cliff was there.
No, but the way, but it was also him, too.
Yeah.
Like, he was definitely, like, and Brent was like, yeah,
I see your nigga.
I don't care.
I don't give a fuck. When I tell you dark-skinned niggas.
I appreciate you. That's love.
Yeah.
You listen to my music? You listen to my, your favorite track?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was nice meeting you. Not a handshake. A hug.
A hug. I will suck your dick through them jeans in front of my nigga and ask him to take a picture. Keep playing with me if you fucking want to, Brent Faiyaz.
Stop fucking. Play with me, fine ass. When he rolled up like that, I said, now I know this nigga music.
Okay.
But I don't know why I never like, because you know, is that the nigga that said, if you ain't nasty, don't at, if you nasty at
First
me?
First of all.
Right, that's that name, nigga?
Brent Faiyaz has so much toxic shit.
And see, and when he said that, I knew, I said, oh, he likes
the
his
toxic king. Yeah.
Down.
Yeah.
But not pretty like how you do it. It gotta
see,
be sloppy.
He don't like that.
No. He like,
yeah. See, I see.
That's... And I feel that from him. I felt that anointing. I felt that anointing. Yeah.
See, I gotta up my game.
So Cliff left. Cliff took a picture.
Was like, I'm done. First of all, let me tell you something again.
When that nigga, when that bitch turned around and said, I don't know why I thought about that story for some reason. That bitch turned around and said, oh. That gave me old sitcom tease, okay. Bitch. I live.
She like, where is my nigga?
Oh, shit.
When I tell you that nigga said abracadabra.
Bitch, vamoosh.
Vamoosh.
I'm out of here.
So.
And so we went, she went to go find Mia. And a bitch bumps into Mia.
Oh, my God.
Now, this bitch, her name is Tabby. It wasn't addressed in the show, but if you look at the credits, her name is Tabby. Tabby bumps into my bitch Mia.
Yeah.
And I was ready. Now.
Because my thing is, she bumped into her and she's like, excuse you,
excuse you, ho.
Yeah, excuse you. Like, first of all.
And Mia slap the shit out that bitch.
Ma'am.
With no words.
Let me just give a disclaimer.
Yeah.
You don't talk to no Miami bitch like that.
The fuck?
Because the thing is, we not gonna talk back. We're not
she
arguing.
Didn't. She just slapped her.
Yeah. We're not arguing with you.
And then she on the ground. You hit me.
Yeah.
Huh?
I sure did.
Coming on. And the thing is, Mia is me when I first moved to LA from Detroit. Because I used to, and the thing is, you do have to get a little bit of these Spotify events and these events, you do have to get a bit of, we call it coof. You do have to learn a bit of coof because my hood rat ass coming from Detroit was, I almost fought at a Mac event before.
Ooh.
Like whole ass brawl.
Really?
Because a bitch tried me. And coming, I was fresh off the boat from Detroit.
Oh.
So I'm thinking like, I will fuck you up in here. Mm-hmm. And I don't give a fuck. Well, who looking at me? I got to fuck you up now.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that it's a time and place for everything. So
I'm learning that too. I told you I was recently at a party,
you know,
with someone who owes me 40 G's in lawyer fees.
And bitch.
But
I had to eat that. And that shit pisses me off. And so I saw both sides. I saw Shauna and Mia when they got into it and they ran off. And Shauna took Mia and put her in the stairwell. And Mia was like, you ain't have my back. And Shauna was like, yeah, I did. I saw both sides because I was Mia, but I'm also Shauna now, where it's like, bitch, we're working right now, bitch.
Yeah.
This is not the time to be slapping holes across the face.
Yeah.
In the same breath, I do, bitch, you're not about to disrespect me in this fucking establishment.
Yeah.
So, you know, so it is a learning curve there. And I think that's something that people really probably won't know until you do get into those rooms.
Yeah.
Where, you know, the hood got to stay in the hood in certain situations. That don't mean change yourself. That don't mean that you can't defend yourself.
No.
But it does mean time and place.
What I've learned is this. I remember the day we got announced for this podcast.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I went to a party. Mm-hmm. And again, I was in the same room as somebody who owes me thousands in lawyer fees.
And I told you, I said, I don't know how you did not jump on that
I'm
bitch.
Telling you.
I would have.
I'm telling, and I ate that. And you know why I ate
I'm
that?
I'm happy for you.
I said, I got to protect my check.
I'm proud of you.
I could either beat this bitch down and lose my check.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or protect my check and continue to beat this bitch up legally.
Yeah, there you go.
And when you get to a certain place, you realize what's more important.
Yeah, that's
first
true.
Of all, my sanity.
Yeah.
I don't need nobody build no case against
talk
me
it.
Talking about, oh, you can't invite Jessie nowhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She might fly. Nah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, this Jessie Woo.
Yeah.
I got my checks to protect.
Yo, I got my income.
I got my income in this economy.
Yeah.
In this monkeypox economy. Bitch, I'm going to protect my
check. I got to lock down these coins.
Yeah, I got to lock down these coins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm going to protect that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
However.
Comma.
If this was 2018,
oh,
Jessie,
baby. Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I was with a friend of mine, and she said to me, she said, Jess, I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, no, 2017, 2018 was a different type of, that was a different type of girl.
Yeah.
I feel that for you.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
I was a different bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah.
And now 2022, we good.
2022 and moving forward.
I probably could pay it. I could pay you a little bit better.
No, because guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get my Issa Rae on.
You say.
I'm trying to get my Oprah on.
So let me.
I'm trying to get, so let me protect myself.
Let me get my coof.
But guess what? Just because I ain't eat your ass up physically
yeah.
don't mean I ain't going to eat you up later.
And I remind myself that I'm sure that my girl Issa and Beyonce and, you know, the girls, they've wanted to slap a couple bitches in these events before. I'm pretty sure. I know my bitch had to step back a couple times.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I think with time, Mia will understand that.
Yeah.
But also, too, she brought up the fact that, you didn't even ask me about what happened to me. And she goes back to...
She called her a selfish bitch.
Yeah, she called her a selfish bitch and she references what happened to her. So now I'm really like, well, what the fuck happened
in the hotel?
Something
had to have happened.
What the fuck happened?
I guess we'll find out later.
Yeah, but now I'm concerned.
That's what I told you. I was concerned, bitch.
We're going to close Pussy Lip Ministries.
And
we're going to have to come on now.
Listen now. So my bitch, Shauna goes back and is like, let me go on back to my nigga because he left. Because, he did get the fuck out. He back at home drunk as hell on live.
Yeah.
And Kid Fury comes out like,
yeah.
Put that phone away. I'm calling your mama.
Sir, I'm calling your mom. First of all, and shout out to that do-rag he had on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Even though he's cosplaying as a straight, that do-rag told me everything I need to know. That do-rag was that do-rag
was Kid Fury.
Yeah,
that's what
point
that was. And we stand.
And my thing was, too, when he had that you dead ass right now?
You dead ass right now?
The New York jumped out.
Yeah, it did. You dead ass right now?
The New York jumped out.
Shauna comes through the door, and he put the phone in her face.
Yep.
Which, now, like I said, fresh off the boat of Detroit, I would have socked that phone.
I'm telling
put
you.
Put it in his mouth. Make him gargle on his voicemail,
I'm
bitch.
Telling you.
I would have fucked him up.
Yeah.
However, she was good. She's better than me.
Yep.
She walks through, and he automatically just goes in on her ass.
Yep.
Just out the
gate. I mean, he's ready.
Bitch, he was prepared. And the
this
views
bitch loves
went
a camera
up.
Phone.
Yeah.
So let me put the camera phone on.
You
want to
document everything. So here we go.
So
let's document
go.
This.
Let's make a documentary, you documentary ass bitch.
Yeah. And had the audacity to say, while you was just over there riding Brent's dick, I was like, whoa. And then I put the cherry on top and say, with that whack ass music career that you got going,
ooh.
And that I'm sorry, but that shit is trash.
God damn!
No,
you are so insecure.
I'm insecure. Look in the mirror, bro. You are on live right now, crying about Brent fucking Faiyaz. You
that Brent
Faiyaz
is fun. Not thinking about you or that weak ass music. That shit is trash.
That's how the fuck you feel. Maybe we shouldn't be together.
Hey, y'all hear that? Hey, she don't think we should be together. What the fuck do you think I've been saying for the past 10 minutes?
You're done.
Done. It's a chop.
And I love how
it's
if you read, did you read the chat comments? You're going to regret this later, bro.
Yep.
You should put the phone down,
man.
This makes
Mind
me uncomfortable.
You too, but before that, when he mentioned the whole Brent shit, she mentioned how he been pillow talking with Fatima.
So, bitch.
So,
and he didn't deny.
He didn't deny.
He didn't deny.
Did he deny it?
He did not deny.
Did he deny it?
He did not deny. He did not say, what the fuck you talking about?
Nope.
You got me fucked up.
She's like, you've been pillow talking with that bitch, and I know she watching this. Hi, Fatima.
She said, hey, Fatima.
Hey, Fatima. How you doing?
What's you good, girl? And so my bitch, Shauna, leaves and meet my girl, Mia, at the airport.
Yep.
And Mia, hey.
How you doing?
Girl, what the fuck ever.
Mm-hmm.
But after Shauna breaks down and says, like, bitch, I keep fucking up everything.
Yeah.
I love that the Mia that we thought we knew is shedding and was like, girl, come here. Girl, come here. And she tried to take her cinnamon bun. My bitch Shauna tried to take her cinnamon bun. But Mia said, girl, give me my cinnamon bun. Fuck that.
Yeah, I'm keeping this cinnamon bun.
Put your titties, put your face in my titties. Okay.
Girl, I've been through a lot. I'm going to keep this cinnamon bun. And I'm not sharing.
I'm not sharing, bitch.
No.
And we're going back on this plane and going back home.
Period.
And the episode ends with that.
But... can I say this?
Mm.
Mia kind of trash for that. Yes.
Trash for what?
For sitting there and letting Shauna beat herself up like that and say, I keep fucking up everything. No, I feel like everybody was beating up on Shauna this episode.
Mm.
Like, I actually felt bad for her.
Did you?
Like, nobody was taking responsibility. Nobody was taking ownership for their shit.
Now,
it was
right.
Like,
you
Shauna,
right.
Shauna, Shauna, Shauna.
You are right.
Like,
you know why?
What can the fuck?
You know what it is? And I feel like me and you can relate to this. It's about being always that strong friend. And usually when that happens, motherfuckers don't think you are never, you know, not okay.
Yeah.
And they think that, well, I could keep fucking up, but you're not supposed to fuck up because you're Shauna. You're Jesse.
Yeah.
You're Zach. Like, y'all don't, And I used to get that a lot. And I had to tell my people, like, bitch, I can break down too, girl.
Yeah.
Because that was the first time we seen Shauna really be like,
break down.
I'm really tired.
Yeah, I'm tired.
And I wish that Mia would have said, girl, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
I fucked up too.
Yeah. It was just very one-sided.
Yeah.
And I feel like with Mia, it's like, okay, Mia, I understand you're going through a lot, but goddamn, girl, like, have a little bit more grace for Shauna.
Absolutely.
And same thing with Cliff. Have some grace. It's like, damn, you're mad that she's fucking you good? Mm-hmm. Like, you're mm-hmm. when you really think of it,
that's
so
what
stupid.
He said, you sucking and fucking new. Yeah, I don't know this bitch.
You sucking and fucking new. You riding dicks and, now.
But I like,
you
I like,
sucking dick.
I like that she said, I've been your plus one for 3 years. You can't be mine for fucking 30 minutes.
Exactly.
Yikes. Exactly. I'm going 3 hours. I said, yikes.
And you're mad.
And she ate that line, by the way.
Exactly.
That was a line,
she
bitch.
She ate that.
That was a line.
And what? You're mad that I'm getting, like, recognition? You're mad that I'm coming in here with box braids?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you're mad that I'm putting on lashes?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, damn, nigga. Like, you're mad that I'm finally comfortable in my femininity.
Yep.
I've been wearing a mask in Miami weather.
And you like...
freestyling on TikTok.
And wearing stockings.
And wearing church stockings to clubs. Like, can I please break
can
free?
Can I please break free, nigga?
Can I grow?
Yeah.
Can
yeah.
I grow? Am yeah. I not allowed to grow?
Yeah.
I am not... What's that lady? Cheryl Schism. What's that? What? I'm not Sojourner Truth. Like, I'm Shauna, nigga, damn.
Not
like,
nigga.
Can I tap into who I really am
yeah.
without you demeaning me? Because what he did with that live was very demeaning.
No, what he did with that live, bitch, was childish.
Yeah.
Childish, demeaning, but also, like, you thought you ate that.
You didn't eat anything.
You thought you ate that, didn't
the
you?
The food is still on the plate.
Bitch, not all the crumbs are still there.
Yeah, you like, didn't eat shit.
And that, but that was some corny nigga shit, and that was
corny.
Some small dick shit, too, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah. And then you got the internet going crazy over her, so you're not...
And on her side.
The comments are not going to be on your side.
Never on your favor. You look stupid.
Stupid.
I need to know, what you put me on? Like... Give me some insight. What's going on? What did I miss? Bitch?
The put me on, if you don't know this reference
yeah.
where Mia says,
attention, this is how a bad bitch leave Miami and arrive in Queens. You bitches can't even spell Queens. Watch my smoke, hoes.
She remixed that and made it so Miami, but that literally comes from Nicki Minaj's most, like, it's probably her most viral video.
Yeah.
It gets so many, look, remember when that video hit, so many people remade that. You can't even spell prog.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even smell mac and cheese.
Yeah,
you can't even spell studio.
Yeah.
You can't even spell, like,
you're right.
It's just like,
you're right.
So many people remade that and it became a phenomenon. And I think that's her most viral
situation.
Video.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, her impact, you see, Nicki, say what you want. Her impact is, like, so injected into our damn, like, bloodstream.
Everything.
We will never forget the...
You ain't even spell prom.
Y'all can't even... This is how a real bad bitch pulls up on a private jet to
yep,
prom.
Yep.
Your bitches can't even spell prom. And then she
and
had
couldn't.
That 40-inch... You know what? My thing
I
with...
Had to look.
I didn't know how to spell prom either.
Neither.
So she
so
right.
She was in line.
So, yes, she was in line. So shout out to the writers. Of course, the writers hit the nail on the head again.
I love the references throughout the season, too.
Yeah.
Two
I
female
like,
rappers.
Yes.
And their iconic sayings
yeah.
and shit.
I don't know if they were intentional about that.
I
but
feel like
the
they
fact
were.
That, yeah.
Because it's been
that
a thing throughout
coming
this
up.
Thing. Yeah. Like, it's been like a running thing
yeah.
through the show.
Yeah.
I feel like we keep getting these pieces of, like, Kim
yeah.
and Trina
Sweetie.
And, like, Sweetie. Like, we're getting the... Like, they're doing that. They're
yeah.
hitting that up. You better put us on Jesse Groove.
Thank you. But you know what? Let's talk about the predictions. What
oh,
do you see happening next, child?
I think the next episode we're going to have a little bit more clarity, one, on the what happened in the hotel. I think we're going
yeah,
to finally
I hope
find
we
out,
do find out what the hell happened.
What happened with Mia's trick, because that was actually quite interesting.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like the girls are going to break Spotify. Like, they're going to really get in Spotify, and they're going to, like, their streams are going to, like, start, like,
period.
Fucking up, like, getting, like...
I'm ready for the
gonna
concert.
Start, yeah, they're going to start building for real.
I'm ready to go to a
Because I think usually what happens in life, and not just in show writing, but in life, you know, when you get knocked down like that, bitch, something good's got to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She just lost her
That's
nigga,
so
her best friend is probably mad at her. You know, opportunity is... You got with Bob, man, mind you, the devil's always busy. Because, like,
always.
Bitch, how the fuck we just shied away that your shit just got playlisted on an editorial
Literally.
Playlist, which is very hard to get on Spotify, by
Literally.
The way. And you got on one, But we're all talking about Cliff raggedy ass.
Yeah.
Why? And that's it shows you, like, the devil's always busy.
Always.
And I think that I want to see this happen. I want to see her move on from Cliff. But I really pray that Cliff, when she makes it on, don't try to be like, Shauna.
Okay.
I'm so proud of you. Because I feel like Fatima's going to either try to wiggle in and they're going to become a couple.
I do want to see Cliff get dragged by his friends.
No, for real, though. But the thing is, not after they fell out. Now, I'm kind of scared, too. This is my prediction, too. What if the sex tape? What if he tried to, like, leak the sex tape or something?
Nah.
Like, what if he tried to, like, oh, bitch, you don't want to fuck with me no more? Like, because, girl.
I don't know. Giving
that. No, I don't know. We can't, because Cliff is a fuck nigga now.
He is. I mean, he is on his fuck nigga shit, but.
And a bitch nigga at that. Yeah, not even a fuck nigga. No. He a bitch nigga.
He is on his bitch nigga shit.
If you gonna put me, think about it, Jesse. He put that bitch on live in the middle of a heated, real argument that is like something for a relationship.
Especially the dudes who live with him. They know the real tea. They know he possibly fucking with Fatima. So they probably going to have some words for him about that, too.
I tell you, that's going to come out.
Yeah.
That shit going to come out.
So I'm just,
I have another prediction.
What?
What do you think they're going to call themselves? Mia
Ooh,
and
the
Shauna.
Girls? Ooh.
Like, what is, because we haven't got a group name yet. They just around here seducing and scheming. But bitch, what y'all call yourselves?
Something for the girls.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe that could be the title of their mixtape. Something for the girls.
It got to be that. Yeah, now.
Something for the girls.
But what's their group name, though, bitch?
Not
seducing
name.
Scheme, imagine. Seducing scheme.
Why not?
I mean, that could be cute.
I think that could be cute.
I think that could be really
SNS.
Cute.
SNS on the track. I don't know. You know, I'm not a rapper.
I'm seduced. I'm scheming.
I'm scheming. And we know who's scheming. We know who's seducing, child.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. We do know who's
scheming.
That's
what I'm saying.
So why not?
I'm scheming.
Yeah. That's kind of cute to me.
That's kind of cute. Who would you be if you seduced? Would you be seduced or would you be scheme?
I'd definitely be scheme.
So I'd be seduced. I feel that for me because I'd be like this.
Period.
I'll talk like that.
Yeah, and I'm back there calling plays. Like, Maurice, can you stand? Excuse me, Maurice. Can you send that play, please? Send the jouet. Give me the jouet.
See, and while I'm back
send
there.
Send me the jouet.
While you doing that, bitch, I'm up there rubbing my pussy in the back of the limo.
Exactly. Period. Exactly.
I'm distracting people.
Exactly. So while you distract, I scheme.
There we go.
Seduce, I scheme.
There we go.
Period.
I feel that for us.
Period. I feel it.
So far, I feel like this look. I always say this. I say it's my favorite. But I think it's my favorite episode so far. Just because it was so informative and we saw them in a different city and like different setting. We got to finally see Cliff in person and Fatima in person. So I kind of got a little more. I think that's why it's my favorite so far.
Yeah. I am a lover of chaos. Mm. I love chaotic shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this episode was the most chaotic.
That's why
I love I love being triggered.
Yeah.
I love seeing chaos.
Yeah.
I love seeing shit go down and niggas is losing their shit. And I felt like this was an episode where every minute it was like,
I
know
it was gonna turn. I didn't know
like,
where we're gonna
what
turn.
The hell is gonna happen now.
Yeah. I was very on my toes.
Like,
I was on my
what's
toes.
What's going
with this
on?
One. Yeah,
we got bitches fighting rats in the subway with their luggage. We got, you know what I'm saying? We got Shakuchi Bull.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We got Brent Fine Ass.
Yes.
You know what I'm like? This episode was a lot. And so I'm like, damn, how y'all gonna top this?
We're gonna see. Next
week.
We
still got what? How many episodes left?
We got 3, 6, 7, and 8.
Yeah.
So
like, what? Okay.
Yes, we'll see you next week, honey.
How y'all gonna top this? This is
and
a
I
lot
guess
now.
We will see y'all next week too. And y'all need to keep streaming because we are climbing these charts because
yes,
of y'all.
We are
so
climbing
thank y'all
these
so,
charts.
so much. Please keep streaming and also tag us every time you got your favorite clip.
Yeah.
Go ahead and send it to us because we like to gag too with you in real time.
Exactly.
So go ahead and send it over. We love y'all so much. And we're gonna close this chat.
We're gonna close this chat. Make sure that you join us for new episodes of the Official Rap Shit Podcast each and every week with HBO Max. Or wherever you get your podcasts and stream the new episodes of Rap Shit Thursdays only on HBO Max.
Hey!
And also make sure that you follow Rap Shit on Max on Instagram as well.
And Seen in Black.
Exactly. On Instagram as well. Twitter. Make sure that you're using the Rap Shit
hashtag.
Mm-hmm. Listen, the tweets.
And also, I see y'all using the chat shit hashtag too.
Make sure that
you can keep using that too because
exactly.
That's actually hilarious.
Exactly. Use the chat shit so we can see what you guys think, what you guys like. And yeah, like, just stay in tune, y'all. Like, I'm Jessie Woo.
And I'm Zach. Yeah, sister. And I'm Zach Campbell. And we will catch y'all on the next episode of Chat Shit.
Period. Bye. Chat Shit is a Scene in Black podcast from HBO Max. Chat Shit is produced by Loudspeakers Network and Radio. Executive producers, Matt Raz and Chris Morrow. Associate producer, Taylor Hayes. Social media producer, Pablo Ladon. Editor, Tyrell Worley. Sound designer, Dwayne Crawford. From radio, executive producers are Issa Rae, Benoni Tego, and Jifa Yodor. By now, you know there's a lot of great music featured on each and every episode of Rap Shit.
Make sure you're listening to the official Rap Shit playlist on Spotify, which gets updated every week with new tracks.
The original music was primarily written in Miami during production of season one of Rap Shit at Camp Radio.
So what are you waiting for? Hit follow and get your summer soundtrack on lock.